Shir Vav in Yerdea, in Hilchos Nida, in Benos Kusim, Chof Gimel Iyari Tov Shem Mem Beis, May 16, 1982, on Sunday.
The theme should be second stage, is powerful renewal of Shiva. Renewal of Shiva. When the Kusis has 3 years and 3 successive days, that is, she saw down on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So she's the second Ben Tzayeh on Tuesday. So then the Tuesday day is counted by the Kusi as the first day of the Zion King, on the basis of this Tzayeh. But we say no, that the day on which she saw down cannot be counted. So Chome Bachome asked, what's wrong with the Kusim's point of view? After all, there is a Rocha of Mitzvah Sayyim Kikure. So then Rome said, in case Shefazera, the source of the Zivay, Mishkachasu, Vom Mitzvah Sayyim Kikure. So the Gemore, so either hold it called the name of Hename, or Hamaskin, Hazo, some of which is a Ham. The Lake in Lane in the Crop. Okay, Kik Sive, some of which is a Ham of Sive. Ein al kocho, shabko liko diyu dochi kumek anashi. So, Chol Bachome wanted, say, asked, that we should tell like the Kusim, that we say Yenki Kure. And so Chol said, no, we don't say Yenki say Kure. Because if we are going to assume that there is a loch of Yenki Yenki Kure, how can we visualize that the Shechvazera should be saying Serezim? Because, for Mitzvah Sayyim, Kikulei, so there is always a Shimo Yei. Because the part of the day in which there is no Rie is considered as an extra day. So in the Mele, there is always, so how can the Shevazer, let's say, somebody became Izaf, so he has to count Zayin Kiyin, suppose he starts counting on Tuesday, is the first day. And then, if on Tuesday, he has a Shechazera. So that says that one day, and he loses the Tuesday day. But if we are going to say Zayin Kikulei, so even if he saw in the morning, he saw a Shechazera, but the second day of the day should be counted as an extra day. So it should not be say so in Monday. So the Gemara said no. So Chol Bachome said no. There is no riot from Sheikh Vazera that it says of Izide that we don't say Zayin Kikulei. We can say Zayin Kikulei. But then he asked, how can we visualize that aloha of Sheikh Vazera being say so one day, even if on one day he has Izide Sheikh Vazera, but the second day of the day would constitute another day. So we would be mashulmet. So the Nakimini is where Chazoy is Soba Hoshia Zacham. So there is no final portion of the day that would constitute an extra day. So then, this is what Chol Bachome says. But the Gemara says that it's a day hak to say that the Gzeras HaKosei Shechozera is Eisa Nizive has to be visualized only in connection with the case where the Shechozera was seen when he saw the Shechozera at Bein HaShmoshes. It's mistaber that when the Torah says that Shechazera is Eisa Nizive, even if he saw it in the middle of the day. But, so in other words, this is what Rome said. So in other words, we don't say like Chol Bachome. But Chol Bachome argued that we should say Mitzvah Yom Kippurei like this. Anyway, so this discussion was. So here it appears that we don't Paschal like the Kusi. And even though Chol Bachome said that he asked why isn't the Kusi's point of view sour? So Rome said no, because we have a riot from the Gzeras HaKosei, the Shechazera is Eisa Nizive, that we don't say Mizayim Kikulei, because if we do say, if we were to assume Mizayim Kikulei, so then the whole case of Shechazera being Seisa Nezile could only be visualized in connection with the case where the Shefazera was seen with Ashoshes, and it's not the Sabbath. And Teisa says, in Emes came involved in Basra, you have to do Soyam or Ishmaiti. So in other words, so from this Gemara it appears that we do not say Mixayim Kippur. We do not accept what the Kusim said. So Teisa says, the Kashi, but Rabbi Yitzchi himself says Mixayim Kippur. Did I interpret? Rabbi Yitzchi says, if the woman counted Zayin Kippur, and then in the morning of the seventh day, she made a decay, she saw she was clean, and then she was developed, and then she was with her husband, and then after that, she had the rears down in the afternoon, so it's not Seisel Mafreya, and she's not highly called for the Iser of Nidon. Why? It's only Mitam, she's only Mitam in the Raisen kind of habit, not in Mafreya. Why? Because we say Nisayim Kikure, but or to Kikuse Amor Ishmaitse. So Teisa says that Rabbi Yitzchi only applies the concept of Nisayim Kikure, the safe sphere, to make sure that it's the end. Let's say, if he's off the start of the Count Zayim Ki, and let's say Monday was the first day of the Zayim Ki, and then Sunday, the following Sunday, the seventh day. And she went through it. And then she cohabited with her husband. And then after that, she was so down. So he says, she's not becoming the Raisel Mafreya, only Kalahate. That she and the husband were not even in Sakores. Why? Because we applied our Chavisayim fully. Since in the morning, the initial portion of the seventh day, so was clean without the wisdom, so that was considered like a whole day. So we say Nisayim Kikule. So Rabbi Yitzchi applies the concept of Nisayim Kikule in the safe Cheshbon. In the safe Cheshbon. Mashiach in the Kusim, they said that if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then in the afternoon, Tuesday, she stopped me. So then, Tuesday is considered as the first day of Zayin Kikin. So the Kusim applied the concept of Nisayim Kikule regarding Tchilas Cheshbon. No one accepts such a sheep. But the same Cheshbon, Rabbi Yitzchi is the one who agrees with the concept of Zayin Kekule, Lidam the same Cheshbon. That stays a sheep. And that's the sheep of Moshe Shemin. However, if you take a look in the Tisus Rosh, and that one do on the base, Shafter Richo, the paragraph, and that one do on the base here, Shafter Richo, Yehudoche komeika napshe, Yehuye baumon, Yidai kore vachone, Leit mo zilifte, Glaviko, Viyu tipa lo isira loche, Elo de makish ananam nispurinu, Lo yidea tani shlatan elom in zifera sin shifsekit me. So the Rosh points out that kore vachone, it's not that kore vachone held like it was. Kore vachone only asked, how do we know? But he considered the Rosh. He considered the Rosh, but he asked, how do we know? But it's not that Chomei Bachome really agreed with the point of view of the Kusim. Alright. But then, we'll come now and tell Basra and Rino Otto Rath, if you saw your Amel Shmaitzei, Tam Regim, she beseches this Vater and Nizayu, Umiyu, I mean, this is, sounds very strange, Umiyu Rabi Yeisi Yisleyoche. So the thesis of Oshim is, the Heba Chanam. The Gemara here says, that Chomer Bachomer is Dochit Napshe, and Chomer Bachomer himself did not agree with the Kusim, but Rabbi Yitzchi did agree, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchi. That's why Gemara says here, Shafto Rikodi Dochit Komeika Napshe, and Gemara needed a fine base, says, Vichavti Kusoya, I don't know what are you talking? But Rabbi Yitzchi, because we pass like Rabbi, so we don't say, Mishas Hayom Kikulet. But Rabbi Yitzchi himself agrees with the Kusim. That's the machlokes between the Rosh and the Teisa. The Teisa sheet is that even Rabbi Yitzchi himself rejects the principle of the Kusim. And Rabbi Yitzchi only applies the concept of Yitzchayim Kikulei Ligabi Seif Cheshbon. That if a Zofik Deire counted Zayin Kikin and she made a Dikya on the seventh day in the morning and she saw she was clean and then she was developed and then she cohabited with her husband and then after that she saw down the same day after she cohabited with the husband, so we don't say that she was either she and the husband were either in Zachores, Imachreya. No, she only becomes Stomi, and at the highest level she becomes Neo, only can have her, not Imachreya. So, Rabbi Yisi applied the concept of Yisayim Kikurei, Yisayim Chesh, but B'tchilas Chesh not. So, B'tchilas Chesh, B'tchilas Chesh. So, if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then in the afternoon of Tuesday she stopped bleeding, so then even Rabbi Yisi will be made it, that the first day of the Zion King can be only Wednesday, not Tuesday. Nothing. But the Rosh is here. And according to the Rosh, according to Rabbi Yisi, if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she stopped bleeding on Tuesday afternoon, so again the balance of Tuesday is considered as the first day of the Zion King, and there, the last day of the Zion King, according to Rabbi Yisi, the last day of the Zion King will be Monday. Will be Monday, not Wednesday. But we don't pass for like Rabbi Yisi. But it's very strange, according to the Rosh. So Rabbi Yisi himself agrees with the concept of Yisayim Kikulei B'tchilas Chesh, like the Pusik. And the reason is why the Gemara says, Bitnio, Dachamachtes, Nide, Virav, Kikisoyom, Mishmaite, because we don't pass for like Rabbi Yisi. But in Achname, according to Rabbi Yisi, so if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and stopped bleeding on Tuesday afternoon, so Tuesday is the first day of the Zion. Tuesday is the first day of Zion. But most ashamed, Achilik, and the Sheet of the Rosh. I think that the Rosh, I mean, that's my paradigm, that the Rosh is a Yochit in that Sheet, that Rabbi Yisi would agree with the Kusif that we apply the Aloche of Mitzvah Hayom Kikule. Mitzvah Hayom Kikule Gabei Tchilas Chesh. So Rabbi Yisi only applied the concept of Mitzvah Hayom Kikule Ligabei Seif Chesh, but not Ligabei Tchilas Chesh. Why? What's this law? Why should there be a distinction between Tchilas Chesh and Seif Chesh? Why should there be a distinction between Tchilas Chesh and Seif Chesh? So I think, if we accept what the Chazanish says, I mean, you see, because the Gemara in Nozia says, the Gemara in Nozia in Pesachim says that only Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Yisayim Kikulei, but the Rabbonon don't apply the concept of Yisayim Kikulei. So the question is, but we all pass through Gabe Abeus. We all pass through Gabe Abeus. We all pass through that we say, Mitzayim Kikulei, like Abishol. So Abeus is the Rabbonon. But something that is Midraise, we don't say Mitzayim Kikulei. Pashtus, Loshna Demore, in Pesachim, especially in Nozia, back to Svo, in Pesachim, back to Yalom, and especially in Nozia, back to Svo, is that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi don't apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei and Midraise level. Only with the Abeus, because the whole meaning of Abeus of Shiva is in the Rabbonon. But on the Raisa level, they don't apply the aloha of Mitzayim. However, the Chazanish says, and it's very reasonable what he says, the Chazanish, that the Rabbonon also apply the concept of Mitzayim. They also apply the concept of Mitzayim. And the reason is why the Rabbonon, Achilik, and Rabbi Yisi, and they say, if it's of a daily count, let's say that she started to count, let's say, Monday she made the Hepsitar, and Tuesday was the first day of Zion King, and then Monday, and Monday morning, so it's the seventh day, and she can be developed. So, even the Rabbonon made it, that she can be developed in the morning. But, with the Rabbonon, she's not allowed to be developed, lest there be a Mirshu. She'll see and be safer. But, suppose she's developed, with the Rabbonon not allowed to do it. But suppose she's developed, and does not see, so there, and if she cohabited with the husband, she was not even an Isa, the right. So how can she be developed? The Torah says, she was yom tispeh v'achatito. So in other words, so the time the weakness to take place, after the time of the Zion King. So how can she be developed in the morning? If Tuesday was the first day of the Bible meeting, so the last day is Monday, how can she be developed Monday morning? And if she doesn't see, so then she's with tennis for bylaw. She's with tennis for bylaw. But we don't say, the Torah says, Vahatisha. So it seems that the Rabbanon also agree that there is a king of Mitzvah. But the Rabbanon hold, in case where she sees later, on Monday she sees, damn, so Mimele, that means that the Monday day was not a clean day. A clean day means a day that is free from real damn. But if, let's say, 1 minute before the Shkia, she had a discharge of damn, so that means that the Monday day is not a clean day, it's not a day, a yinoki. If it wasn't a yinoki, so Mimele, we can apply the aloha of Yisrael Kipule. It has to be a mitzas of a yinoki. So it's not even a mitzvah of the Yom-Noki. But Masha'in came, she doesn't see that. So there, it's going to be from a prayer that it was a clean day, so even a mitzvah of a clean day is also considered kikule. So melee, we can understand taste the distinction between the who applies the concept of Yisrael Kipule. Is we got to say Cheshvan, that means if she started the count on Tuesday, and Monday was the last day, and she was divorced, and she cohabited with the husband, and then she saw down. So they are not even in Sakores, with Raise. Why? Because we say in the Kulei. So, because Rabbi holds view of the fact that the initial portion, the initial mitzvah of the day was clean, so maybe that initial mitzvah is not. Masha'in came with Chilas Cheshvan, where a woman saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she stopped reading on Tuesday afternoon. So then, even Rabbi Yitzchak is made that you cannot say Mitzayim Kipule, because since she already saw on Tuesday down, so the Tuesday day has already been established, determined Mikvah as an unclean day. She already saw that. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, where is the Rabbanon said that even if the initial portion of the day so was good, but if later on she sees that, so Mimele, the initial portion of the day is not considered in the mitzvah of the Yinoki. So again she says, as long as there was the initial portion of the day was free of anything else down, so that mitzvah is not. Masha'in came, you were that way around. When a woman sits down Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and at 1 p.m., she stops reading, so that means the initial portion of the day was not clean. If the initial portion of the day was not clean, so the balance of the day cannot be considered as a mitzvah ayin not. So it's very reasonable. Tasteless distinction, a little bit of agency, between chilas cheshvan and seif cheshvan. I suppose the kusim, if they followed up their point of view logically, so if the kusim said in mitchilas acheshvan misayim kipule, they certainly should say like a gezi. Whether the kusim followed up the point of view logically or not, that I don't know, and it doesn't even make a difference.
But if
the kusim accepted the view that adopted the view that even when the initial portion was not clean, so on account of the final portion of the day being clean, so we can apply the same place, so certainly, according to logic, they should follow up the basis of it.
According to that, she said, the Rosh Hashiv explained, Rashi held mitzvah slayla kekulah, so would the tevila then be allowed, although then afterwards,
so
according to
Rav Yosef, so some say, so I know what they are saying. So some say that according to Rashi, according to Rashi, that we say mitzvah salayla kikulei, so the Mishnah that says in Gilead that the Gilead cannot be placed below is not how we do it.
So she could go the seventh night, and then that whole day she would be forbidden to her. That night and the day following would be
of
forbidden.
Of course, it would be forbidden.
But if there would be a real stop, but if she.
But if she went to it at night, and she prohibited her husband, and then it turns out that
there was no real
down, so then she was not even a Sakhov, according to Rashi. How would you do it? Alright. Now. Boy, you're all about home. Now we ask him that Pireti Shechvazera is Israel. And that's the reason why today all women, when they are widow, so first of all, today there is Takonis Rabzeire, that even if a woman knows that she saw the dam in the Midus, not in the Zibus, but because of things, because of the possibility of a mistake, so this is so lachbir alatzman, that it doesn't matter when she sits down, whether in Midus, in Ezirus, whether once or three times, 3 days successively. So, if a woman sees dam, dipas dam kechakro, so the male she has to be treated like he's over there, and she has to count zayuki. Alright, so that's the near thing. But then, there is a certain chukmeh that women today observe. They don't suppose a woman will have a flow just for 2 days. 2 days. Or even, let's say, she'll have a flow for 3 days. So, I mean, even if she have a flow just for 1 day. So then, the halacha is that she doesn't make her iftara the day she have a flow. If she's clean, she should start counting the time. No. She has to count 5 and 3 days, and then on the 5th day, on the 5th day, she makes her sektare, she can start the diamond. Why does she have to count 5 days and then diamond key? Let's say if she has a flow only for 3 days, some women have a flow only for 3 days. So she should be able to make her sektare on the 3rd day and then start counting diamond key. Why does she have to count 5 days? So actually it's like this. The two mentions only 4 days. The 5 days, this is an extra chumra. An extra chumra that the Rambam mentions. The two doesn't even mention. The two doesn't even mention the 5 days, only 4 days. But 4 days is mentioned by the Rishon. Why? Because the halacha is that in this abaya, by Rambam b'chum, when the Pireteh Shechvazer Ahu Shechistam is there, so we pass in the Troy Oyusav Yisisar. If a woman who started to count the Zayin Ki, so was the letter to Shefazera, so it says one day. Then in the morning Shabbos, there is a Machlokes Tanoim, and for how many days, is the letter to Shefazera mitam. Now, Pileti Shechvazera had the same tumor as about Jair. If a woman, who she shall be tossed, and then the next day she will have a discharge of the Shechvazera, so then she will become tumor like a man who has a discharge of Jair. So the Pileti of Shechvazera is the tumor. Suppose a woman was Pileti Shechvazera, let's say, 6 days after Tashmi Shamita. So then she will not be tumor. Because when the Rebbe Chaim Shem Shechazera, does it tell a Chaim Shem Shechazera is the Shechazera is capable of fertilizing the egg cell? The Shechazera is incapable of fertilizing the egg cell, then it doesn't have a Chaim Shem. Now, so there's a Machlokes Tanoim. As I said last time, it's not a Machlokes Tanoim. The question is, how far do we have to be chayshish? So most Rishonim pass that we have to be chayshish for 3 mitzvahs, 72 hours. In other words, if the Tashmish HaMito was, let's say, Monday at 5 p.m., so then, if she would be collected in Shech Lezera 4 p.m. or 4:30 p.m., Thursday, within the 72 hours, so it will be Mikash. So, Mimele, that's why Rishonim mentioned that before even starts to count the Zayin Kiyin, she must count 4 days. She must count 4 days. Let's say, suppose she had a flow of dam. She had a flow of dam, let's say, Monday at 5:30. Maybe it's before 5:30, before she had the shabbos. So maybe she was in shabbos mitosa. So then, if she will start, and suppose she has only a flow of dam. She has a flow of dam. So at 5:30 she had a flow of dam, then she stopped. Didn't count it. And if she wouldn't be allowed to start counting immediately, and let's say, and she should start counting on Tuesday, so she'll start counting on Tuesday, the first day of the 19th. So then, Monday, the following Monday, will be the last day. Suppose she'll be collected in Shech Vazera on Tuesday, it will be within the 72 hours. Suppose she'll be collected in Shech Vazera, a part of the Shech Vazera she'll be collected on Tuesday, and then again she'll be collected on Wednesday, and then again she'll be collected on Thursday. And sometimes she might have a discharge of the Shech Vazera and she will not be conscious of it. So the main way out to be, if she collected on Tuesday, even though she stopped breathing, on Monday she stopped breathing, she had only a flow for 1 day, but if she'll start counting on Tuesday, but if she was collected Shech Vazera on Tuesday, so it takes her a Tuesday day. If she will again be collected on Wednesday, so it takes her another day. She again be collected a Shech Vazera on Thursday, and if it will be prior to the expiration of the 72 hours, so again the third day will be missed. So because of that, in order to be sure that there was no stirring of any day, so it was this kind, that is not within a Gemara. So the Rishonim mentioned that she should count 4 days, so and then start counting the Zayin. So if she had, she was Mishameshes Mitosa, let's say, Monday at 5 p.m., and then she had a flow of dam at 5:30, and she stopped reading. So then, she has to start counting the Monday day, that's the first counting day, Tuesday, the second, Wednesday, Thursday. And then, she can only start counting as the first day of the Zayin Kiyin, the Friday day. So then there is no Shoshim. She's on safe grounds, because even if the maximum happened, that she was collecting Shech Vazera on Tuesday, she was collecting Shech Vazera on Wednesday, she was collecting Shech Vazera on Thursday, prior to the expiration of the 72 hours, but she starts counting the Zayin Kiyin Friday. So not 1 day was this that, but if she start counting the Zayin Kiyin Thursday, so then there is a possibility, if the Hershey, maybe she had a discharge on Thursday afternoon, the early afternoon, before, prior to the expiration of the 72 hours of the Shech Vazera, so the Thursday day was Nisa, and then she'll treat it as the first day of the Zayin Kiyin, and Wednesday she'll consider as the last day of the Zayin Kiyin, when out to be, she couldn't consider Wednesday as the last day of the Zayin Kiyin. So because of that, the Shechi mentioned that she has to count, every woman has to count 4 amkin days and then 7. This chumre of counting 5 amkin days, this is an extra chumre. This is an extra chumre. What did Ramosh? The Torah doesn't mention, I don't know of any rishon of the Rishayim, the man of the Rishayim, who mentioned that chumre, but that is mentioned later. But Ramosh passed that a woman has to count 5 amkin days and then 7 days. Why then the Tchumres or the four kinds of things we understand is based upon the real Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but it's based upon the din of the Gemara. Now there is a sheet of Sarashemi. There is a sheet of the Raizabu is that this our whole Awan, that the Sheikh Bazera. Because the Sheikh Bazera is saying one day by his Zobeh, that's only with Gabi Taras, but not with Gabi Israel Bayer. So the Mela, according to the Raizabu, there is no basis of counting 4 days in 7 days. But the Arishani, who are here can arrive. Who are here can arrive. And who hold that Pilate Shechazara is saying, say, not only regarding Taurus, but even regarding Heterobiler. So because of that, Rishani, no more Rishani mentioned 4 and 7. Why does the Rambam mention 5 and 7? That's an extra homework. Why? Because suppose she will be Mishamish Mitosa, close to the Bina Shmoshes period. And she will think that it was long before Shkir. Actually, it was after Shkir. And then when she'll see, let's say, she will be Mishamish Mitosa on Monday. Let's say, Monday, Somuch to sunset, on Monday. And she will think that it was 5:30, before Shkir. She was Mishamesh Mitosa. And actually she made a mistake. She might think that it was 5:30, and it could have been 6:30. 6:30 is already the next day. And then, but if a woman will have to count only 4 days and 7, so suppose she'll be Pilate Sheikh Lazera, let's say at 5:45, so since she is under the impression that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 5:30, so when she is Pilate on Thursday, Sheikh Lazera, at 5:45, so it's not sincere, but actually it might be that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 6:30. She might make a mistake. And then if she's collected to Sheikh Bazera on Thursday, 3 days later, at 5:45, so it will still be within the 72 hours. So it should be sincere. So in order to be saved, it's against all possible Mishamesh. So that's why the Rambam mentions an extra chumrah. She should count 5 and 7. So then, even if she'll make a mistake, so there is no chumrah. What is that?
5:45 is only for Thursday, not Friday.
Okay, no. So
it's only important.
What is that?
It would be like 6:15, and so it's Friday also. No.
What? I mean, if she's so down, yeah. If she's so down. At 6:30, and then Thursday at 5:45 she will present Sheikh Lazera. And not if she's so down at 6:30. She was Mishamesh Mitoso at 6:30 on Monday. And then she's present Sheikh Lazera at 5:45. So if she's under the impression that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 5:30, and then when she's present Sheikh Lazera, 5:45, so it's doesn't have a Chalishem Sheikh Lazera, because it's already after 72 hours. But if the truth is that she was Mishamesh Mitoso on Monday at 6:30, and then on Thursday at 5:45 she was Pilate Sheikh Lazera, so it could be same there. So that's why she has to start counting not with the, so she has to start counting with the Shabbos day, you see.
The 5:45 before she, no?
Yeah, what? Yeah, all right.
It's not so until Friday. So she can start counting on Friday from there.
I mean, not 5:45. Suppose she will, in other words, if she will be Mishamesh Mitoso at 5, if she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 6:30, Monday, she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 6:30 Monday, so that was already Tuesday, Monday night, she was Mishamesh Mitoso. And then, after 6, the Shkia is at 6, And then she will be granted Shechazera 6:15. So it will be still be, I made a mistake, I said 5:45, 6:15. So it will still be within the 72 hours, so the male is Saint Seiya. It's Saint Seiya that day. So it is Saint Seiya that day. 6:15, 39, so that means that the Friday day is already Easter. How can she count that thing? I made a mistake, I said 5:45, it's 6:15, I guess.
But she's counting 4 days, so now she's counting 3 days. Still counting over 72 hours.
So she has to count 5 on 3 days. So even if she'll make a mistake,
if she makes a mistake, it's still over
72
hours.
If she makes a mistake,
it's still over
72 hours. Let's say, so if we tell her she has to count only 4 days, suppose she makes a Shameshes Mitosom, at some of the Nashmashes, and the person can make a mistake in an hour. So she might have the impression that she will be Shameshes Mitosom Monday at 5:30. Actually, it was not 5:30, it was already 6:30. Then she'll be doing a Shechazera on Thursday at 6:15. So it's Eiseya, the Friday day. And if she would be required to count only 4 and 7, so she being under the impression, laboring under the notion that she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 5:30, not knowing that she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 6:30. So even when she sees that she's Leve Shechvazera, let's say at 6:15, so she'll say it's more than 72 hours. So maybe it will not be same set of Father Day, but actually it's within the 72 hours. So it should be same set the Father Day. So that's why it was Niskah by the daily soil. Prior to the time of the Ramon, that she should count 5 days, 5 on 3 days, and 7 days. In order to prevent a mirsh. Alright. But this is an extra chum. Now, here, Roy Rombachon, Pilete Shechazera Mao Shechista Bizik. Roy Oi So Bizisaret. Roy Oi Bizisaret. Pilates kvin shishim sho bizei u posko vi ischil o minis u polto mau she kista min yon hod kamer o min yon hod kamer pilates kneo mishim reyehi isasro. So Rome Bachome does not have any sveikes as to whether Pilates Shechvazera is tom yona. Of course that goes without saying that Pilates Shechvazera is neo to maser is neo, but the question is, does the Pilate Shechvazera have a din of Rias Kari? Even though that she was Pilate, she had a discharge of the Shechvazera that was already discharged from the husband. So that's the aloche, that the plate of the Shechvazera has a din of Rias, even though it was already discharged before from the husband. So if it's a Rias, then it's a Rias. In the same way as Iriah's carry is Seiseya one day in the Zion King of Isaac, so the Mele, the Plata Shechazera in Izobe is Seiseya one day of the Zion King of Izobe. Maybe the reason as to why a Plata Shechazera, the Torah says, is Neo, not because of Tumas Rie, because of Tumas Magi. Not real. Why not real? Because it's not the initial discharge. The initial discharge took place when Shechazera was injected into her womb. So then the real took place. Now it is just she becomes a gas. As long as it was inside her, so it was a malabusa story. So maybe she couldn't become Torah. But now that she discharges the Shechvazera, so then she becomes Leo Biteras Maga, not Biteras Rie. If she becomes Leo Biteras Mago, not Biteras Rie, so it's not Seiseya. Only a Rie's carry is Seiseya one day, not Maga's carry. Maga's carry is not Seiseya one day. Or if you're a Gaz, it's a Rie's also. Or if you're a Gaz, you're a Rie's Seiseya. Or my brother, if you're a Chub, that's the Abaye by Rome Bachom. O ma rove li chum chum fi shavesh. Nei ina me visosro. Kamo ti stei. So, In other words, we cannot say that it is Seisaya. Because if you are going to say that it is Seisaya, how many days will it be Seisaya? Tis the Shivo. You should say it should be Seisaya 7 days. Let's say the husband himself, if he has a Riyah scare in the course of the Zayin Ki, so how many days is Seisaya? Only 1 day. How could the Peretz Shiva there? So, be more humble than the Riyah scare by the Zayin, by her husband. There it's only Seisaya 1 day. How could the Peretz Shiva there be Seisaya 7 days? So, Tis the Shiva Daikir, Tis the Nimechot. So what's the alternative? It is Seisaya just 1 day. But here by Zodai there is, the Torah says there is a Sakosu, Shiva Siyomim Tispeya, the Acha Tita Rom Rachmone, Acha Likulot, Acha Likulot, or Acha Echot Likulot, you have to be a Soyuz. Doesn't make any difference. In other words, so here there is Aloche, there has to be, by Zodai there is a Sakosu, there has to be a continuous count. Not, there shouldn't be any interruption, any pause. Now, if you are going to say, a Zobe started to count the Zayin Kim on Tuesday. So she has to count from Tuesday up to the following Monday, inclusive. 7 days. And suppose she's letting Sechshazera on Thursday, so she could not finish the count the following Monday, but she will finish the count the following Tuesday. So then she will be counting like this. There will be two portions, two segments in the count. First she'll be counting Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days. Then Thursday she was to learn Shabbat Zera. So that interrupts the count. So the Thursday day will not be counted. Then so she'll be counting Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days, Thursday night, then Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, another 5 days. So the count will, instead of being one continuous count of 7 days in succession, will consist of 2 segments. A count of 2 days in succession, and then an interruption of 1 day, the 3rd day, and then another count, another segment, another count of 5 days in succession. That's not the achatito, that there has to be a continuous count of 7 days without any interruption. So if they do me mafsek in the mayor, utamecho, zon gufe nami chesosa, vitarosi yom rachmone, shall we tehei, do me mafsek in the mayor. So in other words, rov they assume that the gzorosa kosu of a continuous count applies only to his obe, because the Torah says, v'acha pita, acha rechot nikulo, acha achal kulo, mashayim ke regabei, zav, the Torah doesn't say, v'acha pita. So there is no gzorosa kosu, that by Zav too, the count of the 7 days has to be one continuous count. By Zav, Rabbi held at first that the count can be constituted by 2 segments, by 1 segment of the count of 2 days in succession, and another segment of the count of 5 days in succession, even though there is no continuity between the 2 segments, so it's still all by Zav. But by, because by Zav there is no Zakir Zakosu. So the Gemara says no, just as there is a Zakosu by Zobe, that it has to be one continuous count. So here too, by Zav there is a Zakir Zakosu. So then you can ask the same question, how about the Zav? How is the same in the Echot? Hello. Utamecho zot gufi chesosam tarotzi yom rachmone. Shalei kitumo mafsekin dineyen. Ale maiz lochle neyma. Shalei tehei tuma zivo mafsekin dineyen. Hochaname shalei tehei tuma zivo mafsekin dineyen. All that is as a concept implies is, let's say if Zob will have a discharge of zive in the midst of Zayin Kim, then it says here, all the Zayin Kim, he has to start counting in you, Zayin Kim, 7 days. So, but if there is an interruption, not by Tumazide, but by discharge of carrying, not of Zide, then it's not inconsistent with the Xeros Akosu of Achatito. Achatito, with Arose, only implies that if there is a discharge of Zide in the midst of the Zion King, then it suspends It suspends the whole count until he or she has to start counting you, all the 7 days. But if there is a discharge of something other than 7 days, so then that does not suspend the Zion King completely, but it just postpones the count of Zion King for 1 day. אלו מאי פנים השולי תומה סיבה מה שגורים, שמרי יזוין שתי סרף כמה שמונו, אבו קר ואבו זוק, נא. So here, in this הלוח, the פלטי שכבזרה היא סי סייר, so we pass that פלטי שכבזרה היא סי סייר. היא סי סייר ימחות, אם לא רום פחום ובייס להבאי, but we pass that it's considered as a תומה סביר, so we may be סי סייר ימחות, but the atrishim is a סייר. This is what the shikha of the Raivad is, that the whole aloha, the Kuleta Sheikh Bazara, is say sayer, yeshor, that applies only regarding Tume. It does not apply to the Bible. Why? Because why should Kuleta Sheikh Bazara be saying? Does the Torah say in the parasha of Zobet that the it's only regarding the two medical aloches that it says here. So mainly this aloche, the Kuleta Sheikh Bazara, is also says here. So only applies to the two medical aloches, not to the least lehetal bay. Because by Yide, by Zobe, there are two aloches, two aspects. First of all, by Yide, by Zobe, there is the aspect of Tume. Like a bizarre. Two medical aloches, another cheesy. A Yide is another Tume. Zobe is an avatome, just as Izav is an avatome. And then there is another aloha by Nidia and the Zobe, the Isalabai. So the main way, this, by Zav, there is only the Tume aspect. There is no Indian of Isa, Uyishte, I mean, there is no, only the Tume aspect. So this Yalfuse that we learn out from Zav, just as by Zav, just as by Zav. So, Rias Keri is essentially Mechot in the minion of Zion King. So Kuleta Sheikh Bazara is essentially Mechot in the minion of Zion King, according to the Raivet, applies only to the two medical offices of Zobe, but not to the Israel Bible. That's the Raivet. So according to the Raivet, there is no basis for women today to count 4 and 7 or 5 and 7. because today the whole thing is only relevant in respect to Heavenly Bible. We don't have Taras anyway. We are all Greek, so we are not Greek. So there is no relevance in Taras anyway. That's the right. Then there is the Shite of the Rabbanatam. Rabbanatam Shite is that since we learn it out from Zara, so Mimele, just as the Riaskari of the Zara, he says that one day the Zion came of the Zara, so the Pleita Shechazera, he says one day in the Zion came of the Zobe. So only Pleita Shechazera, where the husband is a Zara, that he says one day. Only if the husband is a Zara, according to that. But if the husband is not a Zara, then the Pleita Shechazera is not Seisa. Even with Gabitum, that's Rabbanatam. So again, according to Rabbanatam, there is no basis for the 4 and 7 or 5 and 7. But then, other Shemi, Ramban, Hashbo, and say that, number one, that Pilate Shevazera applies to any Pilate Shevazera, even if the husband is not his Zav. And number two, that it applies not only to the Tumidik Yomim, but also to the Hevel Bayim. So that Shittus HaRishayim is the basis for the Chumrah of a woman counting 5 unclean days and 7 clean days. Alright. Re'ar Nisos Eimeri Dimishkachat Vishim Shobeheter Shetiste Odit Leite Achari Azdimu Yomim Ritzufim. The kind one to have on the befair it rabaki ve the bin on shame in shlaymeis the bin on shame in shlaymeis 7 to 2 hours and they consists of the period of 12 hours in a machari achas vahatikon abzeire the sitara shem in kima the dam kecharu the mitzol the mistome mitzol the name of the kini zera the chendrai sitikin and we can show the shimsh of the roas and the yad. Now you see the cases also mentions this chumra that every meal of the day on account of the konor of abzeire of the mitzol lachmir al atzmo so she has to count 4 days and 7. So first of all, Tesis doesn't mention the 5 days because that's an extra chumra. And then Tesis mentions something else. Tesis applies it, even the 4 days, Tesis applies this chumra only to a woman who had a discharge of dam on the same day that she was mishameshes mitosa. But suppose a woman had a discharge of dam, let's say on Monday, and she wasn't with her husband for a few days, then there is no basis for being machmir. But the psak of the Rabbah is, so you see, the two also mentions this chumrah, not of 5 days and 7, but of 4 days and 7. But the chumrah, the two mentions it like tesis. In other words, only if a woman was mishameshes mitoso, and the same day that she was mishameshes mitoso, she saw that. So Mimele, she has to count 4 and 7. But suppose she saw Dam, let's say, on Monday. She saw Dam on Monday, but she hadn't been with the husband for several days. So what kind of a svara is there to require her to count 4 and 7? Now the psak of the Ramoy is, even if she hadn't been with the husband for months and months, let's say the husband went way overseas. So, but because of Lui Pluk, so there are more paskins that she has to count 5 and 7. But the Rishay, so that's, you see, when Teisve says that Emel Haspu, Mr. Niki, Madachali, Dale, Dino Shemes, so it's not that Teisve is making an extra takon. It's based upon the Nidigmore, because maybe she did have a discharge of the Sheikh Bazar. And if she knows that the Riyaz Dam was on the same day was on the same day as the Tashmi Shalito, so the male there is a Choshe, Mitzadim Gimor. But the Ramah mentions a reproof. First of all, 5 days, and then even if Shloichim Shabbatoso, even if she hadn't been with the husband for weeks and months, so the Aloch because of Lutruk, so that's an extra Dakota, as is your. So, Mikan Misha Sheshim Shabbatoso Yad, Eilu Lahaske Yisten Kim Adachanim Dalel, Yibino Yivov in Yishleimeiz, Yichayim Posakra, ואפילו רוב לדיפולים כל חרון וחומר נראה דחוזה בה מדלוי ישיבה ויכול אמרו יסב את זה צריך לסייר את זה even though רוב וחומר הם נבעיה but we pass to the פלדה שחזרה אי סייסיה because it has a din of the מסריה not of the מסמאל and even though רוב said רפוכו ושבשתה so החומר נראה דחוזה בה but after the Gemara said הוא תמכו So Rome can see that. Then Rome Bachome is a bayin is a very sound about it. And we pass through that it's to Masri. We hold away. We do yeshive. We hold on Roye Sabbath to his meeting. We may have a visasra, visasra. After the Pshine and Kosh for Rabono, God he come a Rome, we come on Bachatito Shalitum Mafsek Mineyen, a bayin ma Shalitizim Mafsek Mineyen, משום הלכייה דרום לחוז הבן, לא עושה מהיר מתמסרים שפני או זיין בעצם מי שבומש הפנימי זה, הוא כך כאומר, שאולי מפסקס, אבל תרי דריסיס על ימך עוד, לא ימפסק. הוא תרוס יום רחמונה, ורוב הסובד הוא מה שתרוס יש שאולי תריס, תום או מפסקס. All right, so we will be clear, and then in a few minutes we'll start the other show.
Shir Zion in Yerodea Nida in the Gemara Bnos Kusim Chof Hei Yer Hei Tov Shem Mem Beis May 18, 1982 on Tuesday.
For Peikul Ben Hayom Im Aleim Al Bias Mikdo Shem Kadosh. Why not? Because it's a suffix. So in Mele, he cannot bring a korban misofik. Kapo Peikul Ahu Ituach. It's the name of a place. So Rav Pope says, if there is a Talmud Chochem here in this town, in Tuach, then I want to meet him. Omrei, Hayi Sapte, so a certain elderly Jewish woman told him, Ike Hoche Tzolim Rabbo, there is a Talmud Chochem in this city. V'Rav Shmuel Shmei, and his name is Rav Shmuel. Vitone Masnik, and he learns Ye Rabo Viteva Kavas. I hope that you will be like him. I mean, an elderly lady said that, and Rav Pope didn't even know who she was. But since an elderly lady blessed him that she should be like. That he should be like Hashemuel, so it's a raya that this Hashemuel is a Yerushalayim. In other words, apparently he had no doubts that he was its own rabbi, because he asked whether there is its own rabbi or not. So she said yes, so it was probably well known. It was probably well known in the city that Rav Shmuel was the Tom Kohen. But as far as the Yerushalayim is concerned, so there you cannot just pay attention to the reputation. But since he was so popular and they liked him so much that the elderly woman in that town blessed him, he should be like Rav Shmuel, so that was a raya that not only was Rav Shmuel Yitzulim the Rabbanon, the Talmud Chochem is also Yerushalayim. In other words, it's possible, from this Gemara we see that it's possible for someone to be a Talmud Chochem and not be a Yerushalayim. Otherwise, Rav Popi wouldn't say, Shmam Yerushalayim. I mean, how could one be Yitzulim the Rabbanon and not be Yerushalayim? So he had to resort to other rayas that he was Yerushalayim. Also we got it.
So how can we confer upon him Shem Talmud Chochem if he's not Yerushalayim?
No. So the fact that if one of the Chachmim Yisrael said about him that he is Yitzchok the Rabbanon, so that would be the best raya. But a woman said, so that's no raya that is Yerushalayim. A woman, she was a very nice woman, but the fact that she calls him a Talmud Chochem, it does not indicate that he's Yerushalayim. Maybe she calls him Talmud Chochem because he's a big London, but Yerushalayim isn't. Unfortunately, such things happen. But the fact that an elderly woman blessed him, that shows that he's Yerushalayim. So, Osmo Gabe, so he went to Romalitur. So he served in meat, I mean, of a share. Romalei Maslis Nador. So yes, Ikash. Now, so in other words, Rav Shmuel. Ask Rav Popi Ikash. Now, Nechayom Maliyal Bias Migdosh. Vinseh Finaleyem is a Trumon, Nishitumoso Sofi. Al Memisvei Kerisal Pinon Trumer. So there are two shot in that Gemara. If you see in the Nili, so you see that they are two shot in that Gemara. The Pashtus HaLoshon tends to indicate that the Kashe by Rav Shmuel was, here we see that on the basis of Sofik we don't burn the Torah. But, because he says, V'inseh Yofines Alims HaTorah Nesh Nomos HaSofik. But the remino al shishosveke seven is a truma al sofik big the amorets. So we see that even sofik big the amorets, we are seven the truma. So mainly in the case of the mission, where there is a sofik, maybe with a real mide, so maybe, so is mitame, the truma or the tares, so we should be seven a truma on the basis of sofik. That's the pashtus of the Gilgoshan Amore. But Rashi doesn't explain it anymore. Why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? As Stasis points out. Because not all Sveikas are the same. So maybe we couldn't equate one Sofik with the other. Because some Sveikas we are saying is a Truma, and some Sveikas are not saying is a Truma. So that's no Kash. But the Kash of by Rav Shmuel was something else. Because the Kusim are Beilinis. So that's only Misofik. Only Misofik. But apart from the Sofik, maybe there are real Beil Midays, but the Kusim, Stam Kusim, is the Cheskas Amoretz, and the Chachomim or Gezer, Tumal Amoretz. Amoretz doesn't mean someone who is ignorant, who doesn't know any Aloches. Amoretz means one who is not Zoya B'mitzvah. So, Stam Kusim, so, Amoretz. Amoretz. So, Mimele, and the Chachomim or Gezer, Tumal Amoretz. So even if we say that as far as the possibility of Beil Midi is concerned, so this is the kind of Misofik on which the Chachomim were not Misakin Sleve, but Dal Sofik Beil Midi Mehoch, apart from this consideration, but he's Namoretz Nedeshi, even if he's not a Beil Midi, he's Namoretz. So, Altumas Amoretz. So, the Mishnah in Tara says, we are saying, This is how Rashi explains it. Why doesn't Rashi explain the Gemara simply? Here the Mishnah says, and there, al shishos veikes seyopin zatrumo. That would be a kasha, because we cannot be midame one sofik to the other. Midame sveikes la'adotik. So maybe these sveikes we are seyopin zatrumo, and other sveikes this sofik not. So, but the kasha is, but in that Mishnah is mentioned, bigdam horetz. Amoretz. So here, so the Kusi, apart from Sofik Beil Nidah, he's also an Amoretz, so it should require Sreife from that point of view.
Rebbe said it would be a Sofik whether he's an Amoretz, and it's a
Rabbanan. No, it's not a Sofik.
It's a Rabbanan.
Every Kusi is an Amoretz, except if we know that he happens to be a Chob. Alright. Al Sofik, Big the Amoretz, for him, Al Big the Amoretz, Im Nogubo, Nisrefes, Mishim Shemo Tomeo. והי כוסי נאמה טיפיקל, אם לא גם לשכוב לי בתרומו, ניתן ישראל ולשם באמור עצו, והב לביד האמור עצו, והב לביד האמור עצו. I mean, Rashi here says, והב לביד האמור עצו, וכאשר בגמור is, that there should be שריפה on the Paris, on the basis of ביד האמור עצו. But, the פשעת, the Ram points out, the כאשר בגמור, I mean, if we take notice, the מסכון of בגמור, that the Mishnah is applied to כוסי אורי, who was naked. So Mela, there was no contact between the Trumo and the Godim of the Amores. So there was only contact between the Amores, Guf, and the Trumo. So why does the Gemara mention, how Sofik be the Amores? But because, if the Mishnah says, that in Bigdi Amoretz is Aserei, so Lachaskamo Vechamo Negiye by the Amoretz Guf himself, but the Kashe is not from Bigdi Amoretz, because as far as Bigdi Amoretz is concerned, so the Amoretz Maskone say is that we are dealing with a Kusi Oret. So there was no contact between the Beged of the Amoretz and the Trumo, but there was contact, in other words, Doras, between the feet of the Amhoretz, the group of the Amhoretz, and the Trumo, the Tares, whatever it is, the Tares. So why does the Gemara mention this Mishnah? Because this Mishnah mentions that even big the Amhoretz you are saying. So Haskamo Vechamo, Maga of the group of the Amhoretz, we are certainly saying, not certainly, I mean the same thing. But the Kashi is, from the Maga, it should require sleep on the basis of the Maga Amoretz Guf with the Taz. Right. So the Gemara says, Omar Apope, Ye Rabbe, the Lisachel Haitue Lishalom. In other words, he expressed the prayer that his teretz, in other words, he should not be Nichshalom Ra'aloch. So he says, he wishes that this feast that he made, Rav Shmuel made in his covet, in his honor, should not be in vain. In other words, if the teretz that he will give is a good teretz, so then the reception is not in vain. But if the teretz is practically teretz, then the whole reception is in vain. So in other words, he expressed the prayer that he should not be nirsho in this hour. So he gave it teretz. What is his teretz? Hochem mayaskinon b'kusi chover. So mele kusi chover. So he's not an amoretz. He's not an amoretz. But he's still a kusi. But he's a chover. In other words, it means that he's zoya mitzvahs. He's zoya mitzvahs. Amoretz means one who is not zoya mitzvahs. He's a cow. But Kusi Chover, even though if he's a Kusi, so that means he's not a mind in Tereshi Baal Peh. But he's a Tinek Shemilish boss of the Mele, we don't consider him as a Rosh. But if he's a Zoya B'mitzves, so if he's not Zoya B'mitzves, so true he's a Tinek Shemilish boss, but an Amoretz he is. But if he's Zoya B'mitzves, so he's not even Amoretz. So in other words, so that's why we're not saying, because the Tumas Amoretz doesn't apply to him, he's a Kusi Chover. But as far as as Tumas Beilido is concerned, so that's only so. So, Kusi Chomea Beilido Mashvele. So Rav Shmuel said to him, Monavshe, if the Mishnah is reference to Kusi Chomea, so Kusi Chomea is not Namoretz, so he is not, so Kusi Chomea should not be Choshu that he is a Beilido either. In other words, but why? I mean, why after all? He is a Kusi. If he abandoned, you know, the whole Ashkofes, the ideology of the Kusi, so then he's not a Kusi. So he's a Baal Tshuva, he's not a Kusi. So obviously the Mishnah is reference to someone who was not Chizeya from the old Ashkofes of the Kusi. He is a Kusi, ideologically. So why did Rav Shmuel say that Kusi Chover b'nida mashu slay? Kusi Chover b'nida mashu slay. So it appears from this Gemara and the Gemara at the bottom here, Zduki Chover b'nida mashu slay, that if somebody is a Chover and he's not a cow and he's Zoya b'mitzvahs, even though he's not a Maimon, but he will at least have a regard for what the Chachamim say. Not a Maimon, alright, he's not a Maimon, he's an honest, the Kiddush Lichbon. But if he's a nice person, Kusi Chover means he's not a cow, he's a Zoya b'mitzvahs, and he has Da'aretz, he has respect, he's not a wood person. So the Mele, even though he's not Maimon Teosh Baal Peh, but he still should have a high regard for what the Chachamim say, because why should the Chachamim, see from his point of view, that he's not a Maimon, why should the Chachamim's pshat in the Teosh of Yitzhak be an any inferior status than their own interpretation? They don't believe in the Teosh of Baal Peh. But if he's a mensch, if he's not a good person, so in Mele, he's not going to consider Dam Yorik as Dam Tam. Because he knows that the Chachamim say Dam Yorik is Toya. So even though he's not a man in the Teosh of Baal Peh, but he's a connection with Yishbo, and if he's a nice person, he's not going to ignore and defy the Chachamim, even though he has no one. That we see from the Gemara, and from the Gemara Rabban. So Monefsheh, if it's a Kusi Chover, so he should not even be Choshu to be a Beil Nido. Kusi Chover Beil Nido Mashu Slei, Shakti. So in other words, so he failed in his status. Shakti, Rosali came to Rav Simon Barash. Then Rav Pope came before Rav Simon Barash. Omalei, so Rav Simon Barash said, when Rav Shmuel asked you that kash, why does the Mishnah say that we are not saving the Trumo because it's only Sofik, but our Sofik Lioche is also affected with the Tumas Amoretz. So Mele not Tumas Amoretz, we are saving. So why didn't you bring the Teretz? My time will be Shabbosley, because he should tovah, the Olo, because he should tovah, the Olo, the dog has all been the Chover, the Ozu be the Chover, the Logo be Trumo. That's Rashi's Gilson, that's Jesus Gilson. But the Shemin mentioned another Gilson. The Shemin mentioned another Gilson. The Ramban, and the Gilfro. Says, the Rambam mentioned this in Gersa, but not if it's in for more explicit. Jesus Kolas, Rolim Shalom, Hochad Mayaskinon, Bikusi, Shetomal Golo, Pirish Vinoga, who acts me? Oh, you've got to be Tomo. But it's not, he says, oh, you've got to, because so far the Gemara didn't apply it to Kusi Ore. So that's why he says, oh, you've got to. But according to Maskona, the Gemara that it is referenced to Kusi Ore, so it means, kusi shetoval vi olo vinoga hu atzmei biton. Vinoga hu atzmei biton. Aber Rashi diris, vi kusi shetoval vi olo vidoraz vi dechove avioso vi dechove vinoga biton. So that's Rashi diris. So what the Gil said, of most foreign that the Ritva mentioned, the Ritva Rambam mentioned, is not like Rashi's Gil said, like Thesis Gil said, like our Gil said. Our Gil said like Rashi's Thesis. But hochem mayaskinon bikusi shetoval violo vinoga hu beatzmei biton. Beatzmei biton. Di mishum tumasam hore sotovole. Di mishum veyomido. So then there is a possibility, because truly you are staying there. We are staying there. But suppose after the tefillah, immediately after the tefillah, he was boal each day, and each day. What happened to be a nido unintentionally, the shaykh happened to be a nido, because she was laboring under the notion that you start counting with the riyas dam yorek, but you don't start counting with the yorek. So the mele, as far as the tumas amoretz is concerned, we have no problem. Tumas amoretz, what's tumas amoretz? So the chachomim who gives an amoretz, he should have tumas zor, but he cannot be more homo than tenizal. So, but if you stay there, so then he's toya. So there is no tumas amoretz. There is no tumas amoretz. But there is the possibility of another tumas because of the boy nido. But he was stay there. The answer is no, because we don't know when he was in boy nido, whether it was a boy nido, let's say of 8-10 days ago. If he was a Beil Nido 10 days ago, so then the tefillah is equal to him. But suppose he was a Beil Nido only yesterday, so he has to count 7 days, so the tefillah is no tefillah. So insofar as the Tumas Amhores per se is concerned, so then the tefillah removes the Tumas Amhores. But insofar as the possible Tumas Beil Nido is concerned, so we are not sure. We don't know when he was a Beil Nido. Whether he was a Beil Nido altogether, and even if he was, so when was he Beil Nido? Maybe he was a Beil Nido some time ago, 10 days ago. So in other words, it's already after the 7 days. So the mele, the tefillah did remove the tomb. Alright. So this is the Gilse of the other. So the Gilse of Rashi of Tesis is like our Gilse. So the Gilse is, Hochem mayaskir, so, my time in Shamsley, because he shetob al violo, vidoras al big de hover, that the kusi was stable, and then he stepped on the bottom of the hover. So, insofar as Tumas Amhoretz is concerned, so the begit of the hover cannot be counted on, because he's doya. So, but, there is the other problem. Maybe he's a Beil Nido. So you can also say, Historia, no, but we don't know when he became a Beil Nido. Maybe he became a Beil Nido the same day that he was stable, or the day before, or 2 days before. I mean, less than 7 days. And the Beil Nido can be stable only after 7 days. Like the Nido herself. So, Kushto, all of the Nido, the Chover. We also be the Chover. And then, that beget upon which the kusi was staving step. So can contact with tumor. Di mishum tumas haoretz otovele. Di mishum beil nido. So we have this lecture. So fak wal bikore, so fak loy wal bikore. In other words, maybe he was wal ishtay more than 7 days before. So mele, that's it wal baroche. So the mele, the tefillah removed the tumah. And assuming Baal Bikore, that he was Baal Mishteh, only the day before, or the same day, the day before, I mean, within less than 7 days before, but, so that he still didn't make any Beil Nido. Maybe his wife was not in Nido. Maybe the Bishul here started with Lamode. So maybe this is next week. Sophic Shumus Yorik, Sophic Lishon Lusay. We have a Svek Sveke. We are Svek Sveke, Lui, Safinon Tum. So in other words, so the male that, so even though we have to be chayish age, but chachomim were not misakin sreif and zvekzvek, and zvekzvek in general, and this zvekzvek, they were not misakin. Whatever. Right, now then we know, but let's see the rach.
What's different from the Christmas
ritual? What do you say?
No, the
Gersa Ritva is that according to our Gersa, Rashi's Gersa, so the Kusi didn't touch the Truma. The Kusi just stepped after he was stayed there. So he just stepped and he begged. So the male, the beggar, did not become affected with Tumas Amoretz. Because as far as Tumas Amoretz is concerned, so this Amoretz was free, was devoid of any Tumas Amoretz, because he was David. But maybe he was affected with Tumas Ben Yonido. So there is a possibility, but there is a Svexveike that he was not affected with the Tumas Ben Yonido. One possibility is maybe he was Boalishte, let's say 10 days ago, and assuming that he was Boalishte the same day or a day before, within less than 7 days, maybe he was not, Ishte was not an ego when he was Boalishte. Because the Rias Dam did not start with the Dam Yorik. It started at the very outset with Dam Yorik. So since there is a Svexveiki in the direction that he was not a Be'onido, so Mele, even though we have to be change, according to the Mishneh, but we are not saying. So that's Rashi's Gersa. According to Gitva's Gersa, so the Kusi was stay there, and then he himself touched the Torah. Not that he stepped on the Beged of the Chover, and the Beged came in contact with the Torah. But he himself, the Kutsi, after Tfile, touched the Torah. That's what? Once again, I'm not saying as far as the Svexik is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. The reason is why some of the Shem except this Gersa is because we'll see that in the Tesis. Because the Shaila is whether Tumas Amoretz is a total Tumay, I mean, like a real Zav, is Mitami Bimedres or only Mitami Bimdiye. So that's why. As far as the Svexik is concerned, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, we're saying that the Yisdor is out from
the
beginning. Yeah. It's a big day
club. Yeah. Chobah Mamish or Kusik Club? No, Chobah Mamish. You see, that the kimte of Chobah Kusik Chobah was Nitre. So now, Rav Sime Barashe, he mentioned another wicked. אם תמצא אין בבוא, הוא יכול לראות בטרוני, שהוא תמצא אורס אותו אורי, שהוא די מידי, סוביק בואו קורס אורי קורם, תמצא לכל בקורם, סוביק שלא מוציא לי אורי, סוביק הוא יש עושה אבא סבק סביק, והסבק סביק הם ניסה פינום תרום, נאו לבי מורי איזה קש, even though, he was safe, but now לבי מורי assumed it, that the Mishnah has referenced to an ordinary case. Ordinarily, a person has got money, he's not naked. So even if you say that this Beged Chomer was stepped by the Kusi, after the Kusi was stayed, so the Mele, the Kusi was Nita from the Tumas Amoretz, the Kusi was Nita from the Tumas Amoretz, but the Kusi, Minastam, is wearing Brody. He's wearing bgodim now. Some male in the bgodim, let's say, he's wearing socks. He stepped with his feet, and now his feet, he had socks. So the socks, even though the tefillah removed the tumah of amhoretz from his goof, but the Gemara didn't say that the socks were and the bgodim were also involved. So the socks are also affected with the tumah. It's big amhoretz. So the Mele, again, it should require Sreife, because since true that he was stable, so the Tume of his goof was Spaka as a result of the Tvile. But then, after the Tvile, he put on his Godim, and the Godim wasn't able, because it wasn't mentioned that the Godim was also Nitra. He was just stable himself, but he put on the regular of Godi. So that, and that is also Tommy. Big the Amoret is Medras Lepusi. So when he stepped after Trile with the Saksa and the Tales, so Mele, so the Tales became Tomei, it should have become Tomei, Machmas Tumas, Big the Amoretz, not Machmas Tumas, Amoretz himself, because the Trile removed the Tumei, but Machmas Tumas, Big the Amoretz. So again, the Tales should be Tomei on the basis of the contact, their contact with the Big the Amoretz. So why shouldn't we be saying it? Let us be saying it. From that point of view, because of Tumas Big the Amoretz, and that's mentioned in the Mishneh, that Al Sofi Big the Amoretz, so we are saying from Vitevim Mishneh Big the Amoretz, Oma Big the Amoretz Mez the Pusi, Oma Lei Bikusio. So in other words, so it's two separate kashas in the Gemara. One kasha was Bikusi, so he's goofy stomach. So the Mele, so even if he was naked, but then the Tara should be Tomei because they touch the group of the Amoretz. So and then the Tara is he stepped on the beged of the Chover after Trile. But then there is another kasha. But since the Bgodim were not Nitva, so the Mele, even though he was Nitva, so the Tumei of his group was Poka as a result of the Tumei. But then, after he came out from the Mikveh, he put on the sacks. And then with the sacks, he stepped on the Tares. So the Mele, the Tares came in contact with the Beged, with the sacks of the Kusi, the Beged Amoretz. So then, he became Tumei on the basis of Big Day of the Nigie. In the Big Day Amoretz, so the Mele, we should be saying, right? The answer is, he didn't step. In other words, he was naked. But if he was, but why do we have to resort to the mikinte that he was tevel? Otherwise, so the tares would become tomei as a result of the magal of the group of the amoretz. So then it should require slave. Now let's see the rashi. Also, if big amoretz, the mal big amoretz, in all one is seven, which is a tomoi. Why could you name it typically in Noga Mishkomi with Trumo? It is seven, which is a moretzu. We have a big amoretz. Shaft, you have proper Jewish pizza, you should be castling. We also like Rabbi Rav Sime. My time of the Shabbat was this in the Tanah Simon, that is all good, is a Trumo, because it's a Toba, we all of the Doras of the Chover. The Haim of Mishkobe, we know God who met us with Trumo, we bow the Kohen, for what we meet Moses, how we do, we should be the Amores Menos of Pusin, claim a Kishay, she met us with Tamil Odo, we got him, can we the Amores Menos of Pusin, we learn the Abbey Mishne, because Tetzis constantly refer to the Abbey Mishne. Alright. Bnei Zdukim, now the Mishnah is discussing the Zdukim. Zdukim is something else. Kusim, so they are descendants of Gerim. The question is, what the Gerim, real Gerim or not? So, this Mishnah agrees with the Tame that Kusim Gerim is, and that's the way you pass it. So, but Zdukim, they were real Jews, but except that they became Mumrim. They were pagans from Baal Yisrael, and they defied the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they only accepted the Torah Shebaal. So the Mele, they were made, even the Torah Shebaal, they observed it in an erroneous way, according to their own capricious interpretation. So Bnei Zdukim, the women among the Zdukim, Bisman, Shenu Agulech, and Bidar Kavisein, Harein Kikusios. If they follow up the tradition of their fathers, so then they have a deen like Kusiyes. And just as Kusiyes are shudeis to be Beil Nido, because they don't know, so the Bnei Stukim also achoshut to be Nido, unintentional, b'sheik, not knowing. But suppose they decided to follow up the droch of the Bnei Yisrael, so then they are not choshut We don't have to be afraid lest they aminis. So we see from that that the women among the Zdukim were much better than the men among the Zdukim. Because Zdukim themselves, so we certainly actually. But about the women among the Zdukim, so then there's a machleket between Tanekame and Rabbi Yisi. But even according to Tanekame, they are still better than the men. Iboyo, stomemai, according to Tanekame. So stam Zdukis, a woman of the Zduki. So stam Zduki, is she to be considered as a chshudo, like a kusis? Or stam kusis, according to the Tanekame, is to be considered like in Israel, it's not a chshudo. Not a chshudo, I'm being an idol. Tosh, mei Zdukim is mashmig Yisrael, daka misiyai kusis. Or stomach in Israelis, a mesefi pishlech, like Israel in Israelis, or stomach in Kusiyas, or all like a mission, Tosh, now the bees in the little key Israelis, achieve the soul of leches, bidaka we say it, we hold on the Kamesoba, stomach in Kusiyas, Shmamma. So we see from both, from Tanakame and the bees, that the bees look him are much better, on a mild level, than the men of this look. But, According to Tanekame, so stam kustukis is a chshudo. Is a chshudo. I'm being an idol. An idol. Is a chshudo. Unless we know that it's pure sulo lechet v'dak Yisrael, that they adapted the approach of the Bnei Yisrael. But even if it's pure Zolech Dak Yisrael, it doesn't mean she became a total balashchure and Amin, and she became a pusis. Then there is nothing to discuss, so she's a pusis, so she's not a Zduki just because she was raised by parents Zduki. So, but it means she still is affiliated with the Zduki ideology. But, in other words, she's not in a menace in Tirush Baal Peh. But she adapted to Limaise, she adapted the approach of the Bnei Yisrael. Of Bnei Yisrael. So Mele, then she's not a Chshuya anymore. Even though she's still not in a menace in Tirush Baal Peh. And according to Rabbi Yisi, but, so according to Tanekame, only if we know that a certain Zdukis adapted the approach, the behavior pattern of the Bnei Yisrael. But in a stam, we consider her as a chshuda. Mashiach in the Kohen Rav Yisi, so stam's book is not a chshuda. Is not a chshuda. Unless we know that she does not follow up the behavior pattern of the Bnei Yisrael. All right. Stomi mai, kane kamu damon lo agu lechem, da kavi singa in kusis. Pius o lechem da ki Yisrael, Yisrael ki Yisrael. Stomi mai, achi yifrizu, avu stomi ki Yisrael, vod kane kame, Stomach Kikusiyas, Ton Rabbonon, Maitse Bizduki Echoche Sipel King Godu Bishuk, Vinitso Tinei Romipi, Vinofu King Godu Al Godo, Viriku Ponof Shal King Godu. So one Zduki conversed in the street with the King Godu, and then his spittle from his mouth, the reek, dropped on the Godim of the King Godu. Viriku Ponof Shal King Godu. So the King Godel blushed, he became upset. Why? Because Gozru Tumo Ala Ma'oretz. And the Zduki, so besides being the Zduki, now there is, besides being the Zduki, so he's also an Amoretz. Stam Zduki is Amoretz, unless we know he's a Zduki Chover. So Memele, the Reik of the Amoretz that fell. I mean, so, at first, the Gemara raised the question about Zneir Amoretz. But here, the King Godel was bothered not because of Thomas Amoretz, but because of the possibility of that Zduki being a Baal Nidah. Because since the Zduki, just like the Kusim, did not adhere to the Tirush Baal Peh, so in Mele, they did not make any distinction between Dam Yorik and Dam Olim. So suppose a woman's menstrual period commences with amyoreic, so she starts counting immediately, but actually